弟兄姐妹平安。
Hello, everyone.
在开始之前，让我们一同低头祷告。
Let us pray before we begin.
亲爱的父，感谢你让我们有这福分来到你的殿里面去敬拜你。
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for your grace that we may come here to worship you.
虽然今天天气很热，但求主安静我们的心，来聆听你的话语。
Lord, we ask you to rest our heart in this hot weather, so we may listen to your preaching.
也让你的话语能够活在我们生活的当中。
And that we will be able to live out your word in our lives.
并行出来，奉主耶稣名求，阿门。
Pray this in Jesus' name, Amen.
在圣诞节前呢，Ben 曾经邀请我去看一部的电影。
Just before Christmas, Ben invited me to see a movie.
他说呢，这部电影他非常的喜欢看。
He says there's a movie that he really, really wanted to see.
当他第一次呢邀请我去的时候呢，我是这样回答他的。
This is what I said to him when he first invited me.
我说我很忙，而且你知道圣诞节快到了，很多事情都要预备。
Said I'm so busy now, especially that Christmas is coming.
过了几天。有人看完了一部电影回来跟他说，哎，这部电影真的很精彩，你应该一定要去看一下。
A few days later, a friend of his saw the movie and recommended to him, said that this movie is spectacular and it's really worth seeing.
所以呢，他又再次的向我发出邀请。
So he decided to invite me again.
这次呢，我的回答是，哎呀，这个圣诞节我们已经花了很多钱，而且两个人去看电影了要花几十块钱，我们还是不要去吧。
This time I said, you know, we've already spent so much money this Christmas, and we'll have to spend over $30 to see this movie. Let's not go.
接着又过了几天，电视上呢不断的放了一套电影的短片，这广告，还有很多网上的正面的评论。
A few days passed, and the trailers of this movie began showing on TV, and there were many positive reviews of this movie on the internet.
于是他又跑来跟我说。哎呀，我们去看吧，我真的很想看，好像听说里面还有跟圣经相似的情节。
So he came over again and said, let's go and see it. I really, really want to see it. Plus, there's some scenes in it that parallels the Bible.
这次我想，哎呀，没办法，他连圣经都搬出来了。
I thought to myself, goodness, he's even playing the Bible card.
说了那么久，你们能猜出他说的是哪一部电影吗？
After all that, can you guess what movie it is?
就是2012这部电影。
It's a disaster movie, 2012.
最后呢，我不得不老实回答他，我说，其实呢，我看了这部电影的广告了，我心里非常害怕。
In the end, I had to tell him the truth. I said, actually, I got very scared by the trailers.
我说，我也知道世界末日的时候，可能跟这个电影的片段呢，那个场面呢是差不多的。
I said I know that the end of the world will probably look very similar to the scenes from this movie.
我们还是不要去看吧。
Let's not go.
最后呢，我们只好放弃了，就看这一部电影。
In the end, we gave up.
但是在那段时间呢，那套电影的一些片段不停的出现在我脑海里面，一直等到这部电影呢落画了以后呢，我才感到好些。
But for a long time, the scenes from that movie kept playing in my head. I could only feel relief after the movie had stopped showing.
前两个星期，不是前两个星期，好几个星期前，我正在厨房做饭，然后 Ben 呢，他在大厅呢看那个凤凰电视那个新闻联播。
A few weeks ago, while I was cooking, Ben was watching news on the Phoenix channel.
我听到新闻上说。中国的北方有雪灾，有很多地方呢零下三十几度，交通瘫痪，甚至连海上都结了冰。
And I heard the reporter say that North China was experiencing severe snowstorms. Many places had temperatures of 30 degrees under zero, and traffic was at a standstill. Even the seawater was freezing up.
于是我就连忙从厨房里面跑到大厅，想看一下那个地方到底现在怎么样了。
So I quickly ran out of the kitchen to see exactly what was going on.
那电视的画面已经换到了那个天气预报。
But the news has already moved on to the weather report.
只听到那个女主播她这样说。
And I heard the anchor saying this.
他说这几天呢北方仍然下雪，不过大家不要担心，这跟2012这部电影没什么关系，只是今年的雪下的比较大一些。
While it is still snowing hard in the north, people should not be alarmed. This year's relatively heavy snow has nothing to do with the movie 2012.
但是我想他不提这部电影呢，我就没有把2012跟这个大雪连上关系。
I thought to myself, I wouldn't even have connected the two if she didn't mention the movie.
但是他这么一提的时候，我还是觉得可能是因为在国内很多人看到那部电影，就把这两件事件连起来了，所以呢，他才会这么说的。
But now that she has said it, I realize that many people must have been making this connection.Or else there wouldn't be a reason for her to say it.
又过了一个星期，新闻联播了有这样的一个片段。
A week later, during another news broadcast,
有一段新闻是一个土耳其的男子叫亚贾，他以前呢曾经因为刺杀罗马教宗坐牢30年。
It was reported that Mehmet Ali Akar.Had been incarcerated for 30 years for the attempted assassination of the Pope.
现在他终于出入狱了，然后他通过律师发一个预言。
And he has finally been released. He announced through his lawyers that the end of the world was coming this century.
他说这世界末日将会在这个世纪出现。
The end of the world is coming.
后来呢，医生呢诊断他有精神问题。
And he was later diagnosed with mental instability.
虽说这几件事情都是一个独立的事件。
Even though these were isolated events.
但是它让我感到非常的不安。
That made me uneasy.
因为它让我不得不去思想世界末日或者是基督再临这一个将来一定会发生的事件。
Because they forced me to think about the inevitability of the end of the world and the return.Of Jesus Christ.
当然每个基督徒都盼望基督的再次的降临，因为那个时候正义会得到伸张。
Of course, it is every Christian's hope that Christ would return, and that is a day that justice will be upheld.
也代表新天新地的到来。
And a new heaven and a new earth will arrive.
圣经告诉我们，到那个时候人们会活在一个和平、快乐。没有眼泪，没有悲伤，与主面对面的一个世界。
The Bible tells us that people will live in peace and joy, with no more tears or sorrow, together with God.
但是在新天新地之前，这个旧的世界必须先要毁灭。
But before the new heaven and the new earth arrives, the old must be destroyed.
人很要经过审判，通过了才可以去到新的国度。
A man must be judged, and only those who pass can enter the new kingdom.
圣经中，主耶稣曾经用十个童女的故事来告诉我们，他来的那一天，谁也不知道。
The Lord Jesus used the parable of the 10 virgins to show us that the day shall arrive suddenly, without anyone knowing.
但是，一旦他要来临，那是你连去取一点油，把灯点上的功夫都没有。
But once it does arrive, there won't even be time for you to light a lamp.
所以主劝我们要好好的预备自己那一天能够有足够的油点亮我们的灯，去迎接他的到来。
So we're taught that we should often make preparation so that we may have enough oil in our lamp to welcome Jesus on the day of his arrival.
今天我们已经预备好去迎接他了吗？
Are we ready today?
要是你已经预备好了，那末日对你来说呢是轻省的，是很容易面对的事情。
If you are ready, then facing this day will be easy.
而且它将是美好生活的一个开始。
And it will be a beginning of a wonderful new life.
要是你觉得你还没预备好，那末日对你来说是一个灾难，是你无法承受的。
Yet if you're not ready, then that day will be a disaster that you couldn't endure.
到底我们如何去预备自己，去预备那些油呢？
So how should we prepare ourselves? How should we prepare the oil?
能够像那五个聪明的童女，在基督降临的时候，能够欢欢喜喜地去迎接我们的基督呢？
So that we can be like the five wise virgins who will joyfully welcome Jesus on the day of his return.
让我们一同来看今天的经文。
Let us look at today's passage.
在二章二十八节，约翰说：“孩子们，你们要住在主里面，这样他若显现，我们就可以坦然无惧。他来到的时候，我们也不自惭愧地躲避他了。”
John says in verse 28, "And now, little children, abide in him, so that when he is revealed, we may have confidence that not be put to shame before him at his coming."
这里说的他若显现，指的就是基督的再临，也就是末日的那一天。
When he is revealed, is alluding to the return of Christ or the end of the days.
而不致羞愧地躲避他，是当我们接受审判的时候，我们能够站在基督的面前。
Not be put to shame before him means that we may stand firm before him at the time of judgment.
面对面，没有惭愧，没有遗憾。
Face to face, without shame and without regret.
更不需要去躲避他，就是宽宽喜喜的去面对他。
With no need to hide from him, but joyfully facing him.
约翰告诉我们，要是我们想毫无惧怕的面对那一天，有一个办法。
John tells us that there is one way we can face that day without fear.
就是你们要住在主里面。
And that is to abide in the Christ, in Lord.
如何住在主里面呢？第一个是行公义。
How do we abide in the Lord? First, we need to be righteous.
二十九节，你们既然晓得神是公义的，就应当知道所有行公义的都是从他生的。
If you know that he is righteous, you may be sure that everyone who does right has been born of him.
这里说，我们晓得神是公义的。
It says that we know God is righteous.
我们也的确知道神是公义的，因为可以通过我们的读经，通过我们的个人经历，我们都可以知道神是公义的。
Indeed, we do know because we read it in the Bible and we learn it through our personal experiences.
经文又说，知道行公义的都是从他生的，这是什么意思呢？
It also says, everyone who does right has been born of him. What does this mean?
行公义的就是指那些已经受洗的基督徒。
Those who does right are people who have been baptized Christian.
因为行公义是基督徒重生的一个特质。
Because righteousness is one important character of a born-again Christian.
当人还没有成为基督徒的时候，他们不认识基督，他们还背负着自己的罪。
Before someone becomes a Christian, before they come to know Jesus, they're still under the burden of their own sin.
但是当他们信了耶稣以后，他们的罪得到赦免。
But after they believe in Jesus and receive absolution for their sins,
受洗后，圣经说，基督徒就有了新的生命，成为新造的人。
After being baptized, they will have a new life and become a new creation.
而这个新的生命是与基督联合在一起的。
And this new life is connected to Christ.
因此他会才会活得越来越像基督。
And therefore, he will live to be more and more like Jesus.
既然新的生命拥有基督的影子，那基督公义的特质，也就是一个基督徒应有的特质。
If we had the presence of Christ in our lives, then it follows that the righteousness of Christ would be present in us as well.
接着经文说，行公义的都是从他生的。从他生是表明了一个基督徒身份上的改变。
Everyone who does right has been born of him. Born of him indicates a change of identity in a Christian.
神创造了人，是创造者与被造物的一个关系。
God created man. The relationship here is of the creator and his creation.
唯独基督徒多了一个身份，就是父亲与子女的身份。
But Christians have one extra identity.The identity of being God's children.
一种承传的关系，就像我们的长相或者是性格啊，与我们的父母非常的相似。
It's a relationship of inheritance, in the same way that our looks or our personalities are similar to that of our parents.
既然我们与神有这一种的关系，我们应该也效法神行公义。
Since we have this relationship with God, we need to imitate God and be righteous.
行公义是什么呢？
What is righteousness?
弥迦书六章八节那里提到，我们要行公义，好怜悯，传谦卑的心，与神同行。
Micah 6 verse 8 says that we need to act justly, have mercy, and walk humbly with our God.
当时以色列人献祭给神，把金钱和时间都摆上，但是神却对他们说，行公义远比献祭更为重要。
When Israel made offerings to God of money and time, God told them that acting justly was far more important.
事实上，行公义是维护社会稳定和人与人之间关系中的一个非常重要的元素。
In fact, righteousness is an important element in maintaining stability in our society and personal relationships with each other.
我们个人的言行或者操守或与其他人的关系都必须建立在公义上。
Our words and our actions or relationship with others must be built upon righteousness.
神要求我们行公义，行公义就是遵行自己所明白的真理作为自己生活的一个准则。
God asked us to act justly. This means that we must live to the code to obey all the truths that we understand.
简单说，就是以圣经的原则作为标准来生活。
Simply put, it means to live according to the Bible.
神要我们行公义，首先是要我们以公义来约束自己的行为，其次是要以公义来尊重别人。
God asks us to act justly. It means we need to restrain our own behavior with righteousness and respect others in a righteous way.
我们要谨记的是，这里说的是要我们行公义，而不是只要公义而行不出来。
We need to firmly remember that here God is asking us to act justly, not just to feel righteous but do nothing about it.
我们更应该在生活中无论与人沟通相处或是在工作学习上处理自己的生活上，把圣经的教导和原则应用在里面。
We need to apply biblical principles into all facets of our lives, in personal communication with others, in study, or at work, or dealing with our own lives.
住在主里面的第二个要素是持守神儿女的职分。
The second key of abiding in Christ is to persist in our duties as God's children.
三章一节，你们看，父赐给我们的是怎样的爱，就是让我们可以称为神的儿女，我们也真是他的儿女，因此世人不认识我们，是因为他们不认识父。
Verse 1 says, See what love the Father has given us, that we should be called children of God, and that is what we are. The reason the world does not know us is that it did not know him.
在这里，约翰不但告诉我们，神对我们的厚爱，让我们从被造物而得到成为神儿女的名分。
John is not only telling us about God's great love for his act of transforming us from mere creatures to his children.
他在经文中还强调的就是我们也真是他的儿女这一个的事实。
He's also emphasizing that the fact that we truly are his children.
世人不认识我们，也因为他们不认识父，这一句话的意思是要有人认识父，也应该认识我们。
The reason the world does not know us is that it did not know him. This means that if they knew the Father, they would know us.
这也是表达上面所说的我们与神的关系。
And this reiterates our relationship with God.
我们是紧紧的与神连接在一起的一群人。
We're a group of people that is closely bound to God.
当人认识神的时候，也可以认出我们来。
When a person comes to know God, they will recognize us for what we are.
同样的，人也可以通过我们的行为得以认识神。
In the same vein, a person can come to know God through our actions.
第二节，亲爱的，现在我们是神的儿女，将来怎样还没有显明。然而我们知道，主若显现，我们必要像他，因为我们必要看到他本来是怎样的。
Verse 2. Beloved, we are God's children now. What we will be has not yet been revealed. What we do know is this. When he is revealed, we will be like him, for we will see him as he is.
约翰强调的是现在，现在我们是神的儿女。
John is emphasizing that we are God's children now.
今天我们是神的儿女，拥有了一个尊贵的身份，而这身份的背后，我们也有做儿女的职分和责任。
We are God's children today. We are distinguished. Yet with this status, also comes our responsibilities as His children.
实际上说，要孝敬我们的父母，英文用 honor 这个字。
The Ten Commandments teach us to honor our parents.
这就是要使我们的父母得荣耀。同样的，我们做神的儿女，也应当使神得荣耀。
It means to bring glory to our parents. It follows that as God's children, we need to bring glory to God.
使神得荣耀了，并不是一件离我们很远的事情。
This is not a difficult thing.
这是我们每天都能做的事情。
It is something that we can do in our daily lives.
例如早上我们可以通过我们的祷告、我们的感谢、我们的颂赞去感谢他，赞美他。
For example, we can, after we get up each morning, we can pray and thank and praise God.
在学习和工作的地方，不做一些羞辱他名的事情，例如说考试作弊啦、工作偷懒了等等。
And not to do anything in our studies or work that will bring shame to His name. For example, like cheating in an exam or being lazy on the job.
最近有一个孩子分享了。跟我分享了他的经历。
Recently, a young person was sharing her experiences with me.
她是一个中国留学生，一边读书一边打工。
She's a student who's having a hard time studying while working at the same time.
但是当老板跟她说星期天上班的时候，她对老板说，因为她是基督徒，所以星期天要上教会，不能打工。
When her boss asked her to take the Sunday shift,She told him that she is a Christian and would not work on Sundays, but would go to church.
这孩子在这事情上就荣耀了神。
Through her actions, she has glorified God.
通过这个事件，她让老板明白到，原来星期天是要上教会敬拜神的。
She showed her boss that Sunday is a day of worshiping God.
同时，她也让老板看到，一个基督徒生活虽然并不富裕，但是他仍然的持守星期天上教会的原则。
She also showed that although she was not well off, as a Christian, she is able to uphold the principle of attending church on Sundays.
神的名就因为这件事情得以被高举。
And God's name is lifted high.
当然，他也分享了当中一些的奇妙。
She also told me something wonderful.
他说，当他这么做的时候，有一个人因为在星期六不能上班。所以星期天那天呢，他就做了双份的工作，星期天既不用上班，可以敬拜神，同时呢，他的收入也可以赚那么多。
She said that because someone could not take their Saturday shift, she ended up doing two, and she got paid more while not working on Sundays.
这就是神的奇妙。当我们爱他的时候，同时我们也能够感受到神对我们更大的恩典。
This is what is intriguing about God. He pours down more blessings when we do love Him.
我们呢，使天父得荣耀，是做神儿女的一个本分，一个职责。
Glorifying our Heavenly Father is our responsibility as His children.
接着，约翰又说，将来怎么样还没有显明。
John continues to say that what we will be has not yet been revealed.
将来是指末后，指基督的再来。
He is pointing towards the time of Jesus' return.
事实上是对的。那个时候怎么样呢？一切事情还没有发生，是一个未知之数。
What will the world be like during those times? It is unknown.
但是他说，主若显现，我们必要像他，因为我们必要看见他本来是怎样的。
He also says that when he is revealed, we will be like him, for we will see him as he is.
主若显现就是指上到天堂的时候，我们与主面对面的时候，
Jesus
显现
will be revealed at his second coming when we are face to face with him.
我们必要像他，指的是那时候我们也会像他一样得荣耀。
And that time we will be glorified as he is glorified.
因为在哥伦多后书三章十八节，让我们清楚地知道约翰这里指的是什么。
In 2 Corinthians chapter 3:18, it clearly demonstrated what John is talking about here.
我们那里说到，我们众人脸上的破子既然已经切开，反映主的荣光，就变成主那样的形象，大有荣光。
And all of us with unveiled faces, seeing the glory of the Lord as though reflected in a mirror, are being transformed into the same image from one degree of glory to another.
这写出了当我们在天上见主的情形。
This is a scene where we meet God in heaven.
这就是我们的盼望，是基督徒末日后在天上与主面对面的情形。
It is a scene where we stand face to face with God.When every Christian's hope is culminated.
这盼望能够帮助我们抵挡末日临到的恐惧，因为我们知道靠着主，在主里我们必然能够在天上看见主本来的面目。
This hope gives us the strength to withstand the fear of the final days, because we know that in Christ, it is certain that we will see God as he is.
在主里的第三点是要洁净自己。
The third key of abiding in Christ is to purify ourselves.
第三节，凡对他存着盼望的，就洁净自己，像他一样的洁净。
Verse 3 says, And all who have this hope in him purify themselves, just as he is pure.
约翰说，凡是盼望将来能够与基督在天上同得荣耀的，就当像基督一样洁净自己。
John states that anyone who hopes to ascend into heaven with Christ and receive his glory must purify themselves just as he is pure.
就是让我们像基督一样在地上生活的时候过一个没有罪疚的生活。
This means that we should live a life without sin as Christ did on earth.
我们是有罪的人，这我们都很清楚。
We all know that we are sinners.
当神差派他的独生子耶稣来到世上成为人，并为我们的罪钉死在十字架上，使我们能够靠着耶稣的宝血洁净了我们的罪。
When God sent his only son to the world as a man to wash away our sins with his precious blood by dying on the cross.
这样神已经做了他的工作。
God had already accomplished his work.
就是凭着爱，凭着他独生子的献身，他已经尽力地去挽救我们这些堕落的人。
By his love and through his son's sacrifice, he has done everything in his power to save us who have fallen with sin.
而人所要做的，不单是要接受这一份的救赎之功，这一份的礼物。
What is left for us to do, apart from receiving this salvation?
使自己所犯的罪能够得以洁净。
So that our past sins are washed clean.
还要做的是，要在世上追求过一个圣洁的生活。
Is to pursue a life of purity.
人要过洁净的生活呢，是很难的。因此我才会说，我们要追求过这一种的生活。
It is tough to live a life of purity, and that is why I have used the word pursue.
当我们有这种追求、这种渴望的时候，我们才能够活出来。
It is only.When we have this aspiration, can we achieve it in our daily lives?
洁净包括了内心和灵魂，同时也包括了我们的生活。
We need purity in our soul and our spirit and our actions.
内心和灵魂就是我们的思想。
By soul and spirit, I mean our thoughts.
我们的行为有偏差了，是因为我们的思想错误了。然后这些思想就会引导我们去犯罪。
The mistakes in our actions are brought about by wrong thoughts in our head. These thoughts lead us to sin.
因此我们每天祷告，把我们所想的告诉神，我们呢，一面能够从中做到反省的工作，另一面，我们可以让神来引导我们回到正确的思想上。
Therefore, when we do pray every day to share our thoughts with God, on one hand, we can reflect on them,While on the other hand, we can ask God to guide us back onto the right track.
因为当我们祷告的时候，圣灵同时也会动工，告诉我们哪些应该做，哪些不应该做。
But when we pray, the Holy Spirit moves to show us what we should and shouldn't do.
我在生活上的洁净，就是不做一些可耻的事，不做一些令神蒙羞的事情。
Purity in our actions means not to do what is shameful to God.
对于这个啊，这方面我有一个很大的感触。
And I felt very strongly towards this.
我曾经呢就做了一些令神蒙羞的事情，我必须承认。
I must confess that I have done things in the past which brought shame to God.
在一个星期五的晚上呢，当我们星期五团契结束了以后，我要送一些女孩回家。
One Friday night, I was driving some girls home after Bible study.
那天呢是要去周西的家里。
We're going to Josie's house that night.
我不记得当时呢有哪一些的女孩坐我的车上，只记得其中一个是 Esther.
I don't remember all the girls in my car except Esther.
我的车只能够载五个人，而当时我们有六个人。
We had six people altogether, while my car could only carry five.
我因为懒啦。不想多跑一回了，所以我就决定六个人坐一辆车。
Because I felt lazy and I didn't want to take an extra trip, so I decided to take all six people together.
当我开到波稳的那个 Doncaster Road 上的时候，远远看到那个警车上面的闪灯。
And when I got to Doncaster Road in Bourne, I saw police lights approaching from the distance.
那一刻，我很自然地跟孩子们说：“糟了，怎么办？”
At that moment, I said to the children, "Oh no, what do we do?"
第一个反应，我就把车开到最近的一条街，转了进去。
So I followed my instinct, and I turned into a side street.
那些小路了，很暗，没有灯，我又认不到路，在当中转来转去。
It was so dark because there were no street lamps, and I didn't know the way, so I drove round and round.
我终于开出了大路，成功的。逃避了警察的检查。
In the end, I found the main road and successfully avoided the police.
虽然没有拿到罚单，但是心里非常难受。
Even though I didn't get a fine, I felt terrible.
一个传道人居然在孩子的面前做出这样的事情来。
How could a pastor have done this in front of all these young people?
不但没有为他们立下榜样，反而上演了这样一幕狼狈的情形。
I failed to be a good role model for them, and I also put myself in this sorry situation.
回到家，我在神的面前，我为了自己的罪痛心忏悔，恳求他的赦免。
When I got home, I deeply grieved for my sin and asked God for forgiveness.
并决心以后无论任何的情况下，我坚决不会再做那样的事情。
And I resolved to never, under any circumstance,to do something like this again.
也的确如此，在那次以后，我没有再犯同样的错误。
And truth be told, I had not made the same mistake again.
这件事情对我影响非常的深刻，我常常的提醒自己要谨慎谨慎，免得神的名被羞辱。
This heavily affected me in the ways I behave in other situations.I often remind myself to be alert to actions that might bring shame to God's name.
要是你也曾经做过一些羞辱神的名的事情，今天就在神的面前恳求他的赦免，立志以后不再做这样的事情，不再羞辱神的名。
If you have done things in the past that was shameful to God, then ask for forgiveness today and resolve never to do it again.
只要你能够对于自己所犯的能够有一个痛心后悔的有一个痛心痛后悔的心，神一定会赐给我们力量，不去再犯那些的错误。
As long as you deeply regret what you have done, God will surely give you the strength not to do it again.
那样我们就可以过一个圣洁的生活。
So we might begin a life of purity.
行公义，做好神儿女的职分和过一个圣洁的生活，都是基督徒必然的条件。
Acting justly, persisting in our duties as God's children, and living a life of purity. These are the three key things that enable us to abide in Christ.
今天可能你会觉得很难做以上的种种，是的，这的确不容易。
Today you probably feel that it is difficult to do all of the above, and you'll be right, they're not easy.
但是要是我们再想想2012的场面，
Yet when we relive the scenes from the movie 2012,
我们就会觉得行公义，履行儿女的职分和过一个圣洁生活，去预备自己面对末日的来临是必要的。
We'll feel that acting justly, persisting in our duties as God's children, and living a life of purity are necessary.
只要我们有预备自己的决心，神必然会赐力量给我们去行出来。
When we have the heart of determination, God will give us the strength.
就像刚才我所提到那个超载的例子。
My example before of overloading my car.
其实那个并不是我的第一次超载。
That wasn't my first time.
以前我也会对自己说，下一次不要再犯这个错误了。
I've told myself in the past not to do it again.
但是我觉得那并不是什么大不了的事情，就是犯犯交通规则嘛。
But back then, I didn't think it was a big deal. I was only breaking a traffic law.
就是这一种心态，让我不能够改变我自己的这个习惯。
This is an attitude that prevented me from stopping this bad habit.
直到那一天，神让我有不一样的经历，我让我清楚地知道，我不单的是犯了交通规则，而更羞辱了他的名。
It was only when God showed me through a different experience on that day that I was not only breaking a law, but also bringing shame to His name.
我才痛心的悔改，决心不再这样行。
It was only then that I finally repented my actions and vowed never to do it again.
因此我相信，当我们下决心的时候，神会帮助我们去走过我们生活当中面对种种的困难挑战。
Therefore, I firmly believe that when we are determined, God will help us achieve it.
我也是在每天为自己的灯加油预备，直到今天我还没有预备好。
I add oil to my lamp every single day to make myself ready for Jesus. I might not be fully ready today.
但是我很努力地去预备。
But I make a great effort to do so.
我希望你跟我们一样，跟我一样去思想这个问题，努力去为自己的灯加油。
And I hope that you will join me in pondering this problem. I work hard in preparing oil for your lamp.
最后，今天让我们一起来，以后一同的来加油。
And let us add oil together.
Amen.